normally you don't write songs together in one place. Do you still have that style?
Yeah, we kind of write in maybe a strange way, I'm finding out by talking to people.
Everyone thinks you're crazy.
We sort of do a lot of talking. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we talk more than we do play music, really.
Yeah.
We kind of discuss, you know, current events or what's, you know, bugging us, things that are influencing us at the time. The lyrics for this new album, Tribe, were begun as a travel journal as I was traveling around the country last year. Mm. And when I got back home, I was sharing them with Michael and Scott, and we began kind of discussing some things that I was interested in, you know, socially, what was going on, and how that pertained to the lyrics I was writing. And the next couple of days, they came back with music that really fit what I was sort of feeling and what I was going through with the lyrical content. And then they played me some stuff that they'd worked on during the summer, and it sort of sounded like it fit within some of the themes I was working on. And so we sort of started matching up lyrics to music and music to lyrics until we had some song structure in place.
Do you find that you're always able to come to a consensus as to what you want the final product to sound like?
Eventually, yeah. Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it's a shorter process, but it is the process that makes every record for us unique, and it's always a joy when it's realized, you know, and it's finished, and we look back on it, like, oh my God, we got another one down, you know.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of times nowadays bands, they like making the records, but they hate touring, and I can't say that I blame them because I know it can't be easy. But you guys could probably set the Guinness Book of World Records for the length of tours that you have been on. Is that something you see as a promotional necessity, or is it something that you really love to do?
Well, it's kind of both. Definitely in the realm of music that we are part of, touring is very important as a way of getting your music out there. Mm-hmm. And we do like playing live shows. There does come a point where it's time to go home, you know, where it becomes sort of a grind, and it kind of, you know, starts eating into your spirit a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
It's time to go home and regroup and get your energy back, you know, kind of ground yourself with your family and people that you like having around you.
Am I correct in saying that you've had tours that almost lasted 2 years?
Yeah, that's true.
How do you get prepared for that? How do you...
You don't. You just find yourself in it, you know, and...
Wow.
You know, commitments made, and oh, gosh, got to play, you know.
Do you have, a workout regimen to keep yourself in shape? And...
Yeah, we, you know, try to stay in hotels with gyms, and, you know, we try to stay active and keep up with what's going on around us. And luckily, you know, through technology now and video phones and cell phones, it's so much easier to keep in contact with your family at home, you know. So we manage to make it all work, and we usually don't stay out more than 3 to 5 weeks at a time. Then we go home for 10 days and then come back out.
I've been such a huge fan for so long, but I lived a very sheltered life growing up. I was never allowed to go to concerts. So this is exciting for me to see you guys here. For someone like me who's never been to a Queensryche concert, how would you describe the experience?
It's hard for me to do that, actually, because I'm on the other end.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm up there dealing with my own set of issues and insecurities and all that.
Really? Still?
Performing,
I would think
you're
so confident up there.
Well, that's why I got into performing, is because I was, you know, scared to death. You know, I just about wet my pants the first time I stood on the stage and sang a note. But after, you know, 20 years of doing it, I'm rather at home up there. But we try to put on sort of a bombastic show, something that takes, you know, that runs the gamut musically from, you know, very intense music to something very soft. You mm-hmm. know, we try to have variety in what we play. We try to cover songs from each one of our records, and I'll always, you know, introduce some new material as well. We try to do different arrangements on the songs to make them interesting for us and for the audience. And we have quite a visual presentation with interesting lighting designs, set changes. We have a film that accompanies quite a majority of the songs as well, and we have live cameras that feed the action that's going on stage up onto the screen, so people can see kind of close up what the band's
wow.
doing. With digital technology being what it is now, you can see the sweat dripping.
Is that a good thing for you? Or
well, you know, it has its pluses and minuses.
Yeah. Just talking to you, I really admire your character, because you really seem like someone who conquers their fears. You just in your face. If I'm scared of something, I'm going to go for it and do it. And a lot of bands probably feel the same way, too, who are just trying to start off. So
yeah.
What kind of things would you say to those local bands? Because, I mean, we have an incredible pool of talent here in Sacramento. There's
That's
probably
right. I've heard.
Not enough room on the planet for all of them. But what would you tell to these guys who are trying to make their way?
Well, it's a difficult route, you know, in a difficult world these days in the music industry. And but it's also sort of the land of, you know, it's a new frontier because with, you know, with the Internet being what it is now and downloading and this kind of thing, the industry is going through revolutionary changes. So you can kind of write your own ticket. And as long as you're, like, pushing forward and, you know, trying to do it in your own way, I think that's really what it's all about with life, you know. There was a sort of a set of rules in place for a long time, but those rules are all changing rapidly now. So it's time for you know, new people to come in and rewrite the rules,
mm-hmm.
and you know, change the industry around. So it can be done. And I think as far as music goes, you just have to follow your heart, you know, and write music and explore your ability to express yourself, because that's what music and art is. It's self-expression. It's not a product. It's not something that's it's not a sporting event. It's not competition. It's self-expression.
And you can always tell when someone's doing it with heart, as
yes,
opposed
always.
To the cookie cutter kind of, oh, let's make another NSYNC, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you do have a huge following in Sacramento. As a matter of fact, a good friend of mine is probably one of your biggest fans. She's going to be the one singing the loudest in the third row when you come here.
Okay.
You can't miss her. She looks like Stevie Nicks. Anyway, to all the fans that you have in Sacramento, anything you want to say before you come out and see us?
Oh, I just say thanks for all the years of supporting the band and listening to our stuff and coming out and seeing us. It really means a lot when we show up and play a show and there's people there that have been with us for a while.
And thank you so much for taking time.
Well, thank you.
I am
no
so
problem.
Looking forward to this. We're going to have a lot of fun when you guys come out here.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Stacey.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day off, and thanks
again.
All right.
Take care.
You too.